ABC Listen.
From Harpomimus to Hesperosaurus and Rinchenia to Rugops, it's time for another cross-country clash in the greatest race of all time. Welcome to the Dino Dome! We're here to see which ancient animal can make it to the finish line first, but it's always unpredictable because the landscape is never the same. From smelly sulfur to shiny stalactites, anything goes in the Dino Dome. I'm your host, Amanda Shalala, and let's make some noise for the Mesozoic master himself, Tim Richards!
I'm as energized as an Edmontosaurus.
Let's get ready to roar!
She's as heavy as four hippos, as long as a semi-trailer, and as tall as a giraffe. She's a huge theropod from Morocco. Clap those claws for the colossal carnivore, Carcharodontosaurus! From the early Jurassic, she's as heavy as five cows, as long as a bus, and as tall as an elephant. She's a large long neck from Zimbabwe. Volcanodon!
Oh, this looks like a typical vicious meat eater versus a chilled out plant lover, Tim.
That's right. Carcharodontosaurus, let's call her Carc, looks a bit like Giganotosaurus with that big scary head and small arms, while Volcanodon, let's call her Volk, has the classic sauropod long neck, thick torso and four heavy legs.
They're so different.
The only thing they have in common is that they're both from Africa. I have absolutely no idea who's going to win.
Let's see where they're racing today.
You never know in the
Dino Dome.
It's a built environment.
I see a few buildings side by side. Do I see bookshelves through the window?
Oh, swings and monkey bars. There's a playground in the middle.
And is that a cafe?
Well, it looks more like a tuck shop, or some people call it a canteen.
Welcome to Paleo Primary School.
Aha! This is a school. Our dinos will need to make their way around those classroom buildings, through the hall, library and playground, past the tuck shop and across that sports field to the finish line.
Well, luckily, school's out for summer. I mean, given the size of these two, there might not be a school left when this race is over.
School's out forever!
Well, I certainly hope not.
On your marks.
Get set.
Dinos go!
Visitors, please report to the office.
Carc was quick off the mark.
She can probably sprint as fast as a wombat, but like our furry friends, she may not be able to keep it up for very long.
Maybe she's on borrowed time. Volk isn't too far behind. Is she quick, Tim?
Nah, she's a bit of a slow poke, but if she's trying hard, her trotting speed is close to Carc's pace.
Carc just ran through a wall into a classroom.
Carc to the principal's office, please. Carc to the
principal. How did she not see that?
She doesn't have the best pupils. Get it? Students, pupils, eyes.
Uh-oh, Domus. Get ready for some first-class school puns.
But seriously, Carc's range of sight is very limited, which is understandable. She didn't need to see super well because she hunted very large, slow prey.
Like Volk?
They lived in different periods, so not exactly like Volk, but I'm sure she wouldn't mind a taste of her for a little lunch.
Carc does not seem to care that she just wrecked that classroom.
That's detention worthy for sure.
She's running straight for the next one.
Kark! Oh, talk about the school of hard knocks.
Volk is much more of a teacher's pet. She's slowly making her way through the debris behind Kark. Look at all the scattered stationery. So many broken pencils. So pointless.
Oh, Amanda, low marks for that joke.
You're right. Time to stop mucking around and focus on the lesson. I mean, race.
Oh, Kark is causing chaos. She's not built for weaving through tight spaces like the walkways between these buildings.
Volk's not exactly kindergarten-sized either, but she's plodding along in Kark's calamitous wake.
It's not home time already, is it?
No, I think that's the bell for school assembly.
Applications are now open for the Triceratops Awards.
The doors of the hall have swung open.
Kark is barging in.
Something tells me she wouldn't be a conscientious student.
Volk's caught up. She's steering clear of Kark and heading for the stage.
Is she sniffing the school flag? Oh, she's eating it!
Well, I guess a flag looks a bit like foliage.
Hang on, they call it desecration when you destroy a flag, don't they?
She's just a hungry dino. Flags didn't exist until millions of years after Volk roamed the Earth. I think the school principal will be more concerned with all the broken buildings.
Kark's had enough of the assembly hall and is hurtling towards the library.
Shh, Kark. You're supposed to be quiet in here.
A little bit of shush.
Volk isn't far behind. Oh, I can't look. I'm a bookworm.
There goes the history section.
Volk is eating the book.
I mean, I've heard of devouring books, but this isn't what I pictured. However, books are made of plant matter, and she's a herbie, so...
Kark is still in the lead as she tramples over those desks and computers and out the door into the playground.
No hat, no play.
Sounds like Volk has finished her literary feast.
What titles do you think were on the menu?
Here we go. I don't know, Amanda.
War and Peas?
Oh, To Grill a Mockingbird.
Oh, Peter Pan.
Catcher in the Rye Bread.
Gulliver's Rifles.
Kark! She tripped over the swing set.
Oh, I see. The swing's chains are wrapped around her feet.
Oh, she's gnawing at the metal to try and detangle herself.
Ugh, that makes my teeth hurt. What a mouthful.
Carcharodontosaurus means shark-toothed lizard because she has sharp, serrated teeth, just like a great white.
Here comes Volk, a good chance to overtake Kark, but no, she's sitting down in the sandpit. It's no time for rest, Volk.
Typical sauropod, her intelligence isn't exactly A-grade.
Meanwhile, Kark's still chewing. Are the swings stuck in her great white teeth?
Oh, yes, you're right. Kark's bite force is much softer than some other meat eaters, like T-Rex. In fact, for her size, her jaw is relatively weak. As for her actual teeth, there are plenty of them, and they're certainly sharp and dagger-like, but kind of fragile too.
Too flimsy to slice through metal playground equipment?
It would seem so. Meanwhile, Volk's name means volcano tooth.
Her teeth erupt and ooze lava?
Not exactly. It's because her teeth fossils were found in volcanic rock.
Well, Kark isn't waiting for a toothpick. She's moving on with part of the swing set still in her chompers.
Think of it like mouth bling.
She's heading for the tuck shop.
Volk's up too and trailing behind.
Oh, she just flattened the monkey bars.
She hasn't even noticed. No spatial awareness whatsoever.
And no haste.
She thinks this is a game of follow the leader, not a race.
Wait, Volk's kicked into a trot. Something's inspired this burst of speed.
She's overtaken Metal Mouth.
Ah, there's the reason. Look at all that salad in the tuck shop.
Stampeding towards salad. Something tells me that's not exactly common at school.
Volk is sticking her head and long neck straight through the tuck shop window and into that tub of lettuce.
And here comes Kark.
Her head is too big to fit in the tuck shop.
Kark's cranky. I think she smells sausage rolls somewhere out the back.
Calm down, Kark. Can't you leave anything intact?
Volk's had enough salad. I think she senses Kark isn't safe to be around.
You're smarter than we thought, Volk. Now get out of that tuck shop before Kark destroys it.
Volk's plodding across the sports field with the finish line in sight.
Kark's given up ramming the tuck shop. She spotted Volk running to victory.
Oh, Kark's not having it. She's sprinting after Volk.
No. Do you think because she didn't get a sausage roll, Volk might be her next best option?
Kark's still got the swing stuck in her teeth, so I don't think she'll be making a meal out of anyone anytime soon.
Volk's turning her head to check how close Kark is.
Well, that required too much coordination for Volk. She couldn't trot while looking back over her shoulder. But she's fallen over.
Here comes Kark.
Holy Herrerasaurus!
Magpie!
The curse of every playground.
They're swooping Kark.
Well, they're very territorial.
Volk's getting up.
Kark stopped in distress. She can't even snap at the birds with the mangled swing set still in her mouth.
Volk's taking advantage of Kark's predicament.
She's trotting for the finish line.
Watch out for the magpies, Volk!
Volk is...
winner!
Crossing the finish line in first place.
Just remember Paleo Primary School's motto, everyone. Helping you bring your rawsome.
And here comes Kark, clearly rattled by the tussle with the magpies.
Can we get a dentist down here to help Kark out?
Good thinking. And I'll run our domers through an action replay. Kark took off early, ramming through the classrooms with Volk plodding behind her. Kark then barged into the assembly hall, crushing the furniture while Volk snapped on the school flag. Both dinos continued their trail of destruction through the library, where Volk indulged in a book buffet. They headed to the playground, where Kark got tangled in the swing set. Then the tuck shop lured Volk in first with the scent of salad. The sports field was the final stretch until Magpie swooped Kark, leaving a clear run to the finish for Volk.
Thanks, Tim. I'm here with Volk to present the trophy. Here you go. Oh, no.
The magpies took it.
No. Volk's tried to eat it. And now she has metal stuck in her teeth too.
Did you call the dentist?
Yeah. She'll be here at 2:30. Get it? Tooth? Hurty?
Well, I didn't realise you were such a class clown, Amanda.
Well, make sure you join us for the next greatest race of all time. Who will it be? And where will they meet? You never know because...
anything goes in the
night.
Listen, guys, I don't want to have to go over this again, but meteors are banned from the school.
No dinosaurs were harmed in the making of Dino Dome as they're all extinct. Therefore, all sounds were made by animals and people, including elephants, goats, honey badgers and pugs. Yes, pugs.
Dino Dome is an ABC Kids Listen podcast. For more great podcasts to play, music to move and stories and soundtracks for sleep, download the ABC Kids Listen app for free from your app store.